Welcome to the Jaded Gamers episode 37. This is your host Gatsu. With me is a very excited Mr. Pharaoh. What's going on?
Mr. The Pharaoh, that is correct.
So what's going on? What's got you so excited today? It's Wednesday. Woohoo!
Hump day.
Yeah. Did you do some today?
No. Some was done to me. Does that count?
Close enough.
All right.
Close enough. As long as you got some, I don't care. I don't even care from what guy you got it from.
Wow.
Wow. All right, man. So seriously, what's been going on? What's been going on last week? We missed you Saturday. You were supposed to come over for some poker, and you texted me saying you were going to be late. By the way, your cell phone, worst phone ever.
Why do you say that?
Because every time I try to text you, it gives me a message. Didn't I tell you? It says message 0812-148. The receiver's cell phone really sucks. Or something similar to that. I forgot what it says. But it's similar to that.
Well, it was screwing up. Like, a couple of people called me last weekend, and I didn't ring at all. Didn't tell me there was a missed call and there were voice messages. I'm like,
Yeah, and you got that phone with a flip-out keyboard, too.
Yeah, maybe.
So you would think, you know, pretty good for text messages. Has anybody else complained that they can't text message
just
you?
Just you. Everyone else can text message me fine.
Wow. I don't know. I can text message everybody but you fine. Anyway, so you text messaged me that you were going to be late for a poker game.
And then it didn't show up,
and then I didn't hear from you Saturday. Usually you call me back, and you say, hey, I'm not showing up. And then Sunday passed, and didn't hear from you Monday. And I'm like, then I finally had to call you. Dude, are you alive? I assumed you were because you answered.
Yes.
But I didn't know that until then.
I am alive. I'm alive and
well. But it turns out you just had the shits.
On Saturday. I didn't have shits all the way from Saturday to Tuesday. Yeah.
So what did you do? Did you at least do any gaming during that time?
I did.
And what did you play?
I played some Rock Band.
Okay, very good.
Actually,
an old standby now.
My buddy, his brother was in town, and he was helping him finishing up his bathroom. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before.
Yeah, that would be Kevin.
The bathroom with the
Kevin, the bathroom guy.
The bathroom guy with the 6 to 8 shower nozzles.
The 6 to 8 shower nozzles?
Well, he's got like
panels. What, he got surround shower?
He's got
or
surround
what?
Shower, yeah.
Holy shit.
It has like the normal head that is removable that you can shower yourself with.
Yeah.
And then it has like these plates that you can angle, like you would angle a TV mounted to the wall, to hit your different parts of your body.
Okay, and he has multiple shower heads that do this.
Well, yeah, they're built into
the
wall.
Let me guess,
he
imported them from Japan.
I didn't ask that much.
Anyway,
detail.
Okay. So, what does shower guy have to do with gaming?
So his brother wanted to play Rock Band.
Oh, okay. There we go. There's the
yes.
time. And so what happened? Just had a big Rock Band day.
When was that?
Sunday.
This was last Thursday.
Oh, last Thursday. Okay. And would you just play Rock Band? That's the story? Terrible story.
We played Rock Band. He liked it.
End of story.
Yeah. Is there?
I don't know. I thought there was more.
Well, I did embarrass the heck out of Kevin's brother.
Okay. So this is interesting. What happened?
So we're eating pizza, and they got like two kinds. They got sausage and olive and chicken Alfredo.
Okay.
Both tasty pizzas.
From where?
From Austin's Pizza.
Oh, terrible.
Awesome pizza.
Oh, they're so bad. Are those of you not from Austin, this is like discount pizza.
They are not discount pizza.
Oh, right. That's right. They were full price and shitty. That's
no,
right. You reminded
awesome.
Me. We got, awesome. We got some for my birthday 1 year, and everybody
you know,
was
my story
completely
is
disappointed.
Anticlimactic. Now.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. So he got sausage, sausage and olive and Alfredo.
So
okay.
Jasmine X was out of pizza, and she said, could I have the sausage? And I said, later. And then he was really embarrassed. For some reason, that embarrassed him? That embarrassed the hell out of him. He was all red-faced. And
what is he, a Baptist?
But he approved. No, I think he's divorced, so he's not a Baptist, because Christians aren't allowed to get divorces, right?
I don't know. I think Christianity is a little bit bigger than just the Baptist, though.
Is it?
I think
so. The Baptists are the ones that are all about foot washing, right?
I don't know, dude. You're asking the wrong guy about religion. But anyway, okay.
The San Juan Baptistas, right?
I'm just going to agree with you so we can get off the subject, because I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So anyway, so Rock Band, what else did you play? Anything else?
Some more WoW on my rockin' new PC. So
you got it together?
Yeah. So you know how every time I built a PC, I've had like monumental problems, like nothing worked?
That's because you use a lot of experimental parts.
No, I don't. like the motherboard I'll get won't work. So this time I got an Antec P90 case, or P900 case.
Mm-hmm.
I got a MSI 790X chipset motherboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I put it in there, had my Antec 550 power supply. It sounds like this is a commercial for Antec, doesn't it?
It does. I hope you got a discount for buying all this Antec
shit. Unfortunately, I didn't. But so I put it all together.
And you put an Antec CPU.
I put in my 3 gigahertz CPU dual core. And
AMD or Intel?
AMD.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I put in my 8800 Ultra. Yeah, that's right. I've got an 8800 Ultra.
Yeah.
I know. No big deal.
We talked about it before.
Yeah, yeah. So I put that in and I turned it on. It all turned on.
It turned on the first try?
Yeah.
It posted.
It posted.
You know, AMD used to have these things there, and AMD has, of course, this big factory or something in Austin. I don't know what it's called, or research and development or whatever. But they used to have...
I have a friend.
I had a friend... I still have a friend. He still works at AMD, and he works on DirectX 10.
He works in my building now. I see him from time to time. Looking very perplexed.
Well, anyway, he would always give us the heads up on these AMD events, and they were like doing gamer events all the time. And one time they did this gamer event where you had to build a PC as fast as you can, and they had like multiple groups.
Own that event.
They had all the pieces necessary for a new PC out on this table, and they had I think maybe two or three of these tables out there, and they would pick random people from the crowd using like raffle tickets. And you would go up there, and I think maybe it was even teams of two, I'm not sure. But they give you 30 minutes max, and you had to put this whole machine together. I mean, everything was in boxes. So you had to rip everything out, put it all together. And the first team to get their machine to post, you didn't even have to install an OS. It just had to post, would win the hardware. So we'd win all, and it was all new, as like the newest hardware for the time. So I saw them do that. There was this, I don't remember what the reason for the event, but there was some big gamer event down South Austin. They had big, huge tents and all these PCs set up everywhere for gaming. It was like a mini, mini, mini little E3.
Was this before you met me?
Yeah, it was before I met you. And then later they sponsored some CPL or QuakeCon or maybe both, whatever, and they would do that thing again. So that's what that reminds me of, like that people put their pieces together, turn it on, no post. They had all kinds of problems with motherboard and wiring and a lot of the shit. So maybe you would have won that event.
I would have
cheated. You got to post on the first try.
I wouldn't even have connected the power button. I would have taken like my keys and started the pins. Yeah.
Well, all I had to do was post. I think that was the only requirement.
I wouldn't even put the video card in then because you could post it without
the
video card.
I want to say that the first time I saw it, nobody even got it to post. They ran out of time and nobody posted.
Oh.
Or maybe somebody tried and didn't post and the other two didn't. I don't know what they did for the
winter. Building can be hard.
Yeah.
I've decided that since my system is working
1.4
really well,
gigahertz was the fastest back then.
Wow. I've decided that since my system is working really well, I'm going to fuck with it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to buy two more, because I didn't say this, but I bought two gig Corsair DIMMs from Newegg.
Yeah. Which you only get to use three, but that's cool.
You actually get to use 3.5.
Well, it's minus the size. How much memory is in your video card? 768?
768.
Okay, so you use 3.25.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
Pull up your.
We'll talk
my
about it later.
Right now.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it later. But
no,
I've read
up
it.
My computer.
I read
right
it because I have a 768 megabyte card. This is before you even thought about putting together your computer.
Anyway, so since my computer is working really well, it's running Vista 32 right now. I decided, you know what? If
I think
memory
I know
is so
you're,
cheap,
I think I know where you're going. With
I'm
going
to put in two more sticks and pull it up to 8 gig, like because I'm cool like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to install Vista 64.
Which is the only way we'll get benefits from it.
Right. And that's just going to be awesome.
Yeah. The only thing, I was running 64-bit Vista with the RC2 candidate, the release candidate 2 of Vista, for a long time. And I was pulling, I mean, back then, of course, Vista wasn't even GA'd yet. It wasn't released. So I was pulling beta drivers from fucking everywhere. Anywhere I could find a driver for whatever it is that I needed, it was all beta, test stuff. Excuse me. Let me get some water.
Where's my water?
He didn't grab any. Hold on.
Oh, I see how it is.
Water boy. Better.
Here. Where's the water boy?
I don't know.
We don't have water boy yet.
Anyway. No, not yet. Maybe next week. So I was running 64-bit Vista with all these kind of beta drivers and stuff, and everything was working great. Even for a pre-release system, operating system
so
with
all
beta
your
drivers.
Software and everything?
Yeah, everything was great. Every application ran
Quake
worked.
Quake 3 worked. Quake 4 worked.
I was out of Quake. It was outside of my Quake playing days already. But
you're telling me that you don't.
Well, this is what happened.
You don't always just install Quake on your machine just to have
it's on there now.
Ready.
It's on there now.
See?
And the reason it's on there now, this is, I'm going to go on a tangent here, but I don't
digress.
Care. I don't care. The reason that Quake's on there now is because I had made a bet with my friend Ken from work.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't be. Did I mention this already? that he wouldn't be able
to podcast.
Okay. I made a bet with him. I would pay him $20 if he could kill me once in 3 15-minute matches, just one time, not in each, just at all. He'd have three chances, 3 15-minute one-on-one matches of Quake 3. And that he said he was pretty good at Quake. And people that tell me they're pretty good at Quake are the same type of people that tell me they're pretty good at Street Fighter. Then they come over because I have two Street Fighter arcade machines. Actually, one, and then the other one's converted. But anyway, then they come over and they can't fucking even do a fireball. And I'm like, yeah, you're not good at Street Fighter at all. Yeah, but it used to be my cousin, Ted, all the time. I'm like, yeah, probably on the Super Nintendo.
See, hitting one button the whole time. But I actually do beat you sometimes.
No, you don't. Anyway, so...
Not original Street Fighter, because original Street Fighter 2, not so good.
Okay, so the imaginary Street Fighter, yes, you beat me on that one
some
all the time.
3, some X-Men versus Street Fighter, good ones.
No. And I'll show you again after the podcast if you really feel like... No, never mind. Anyway,
I do.
So,
I'm going to throw down.
Okay, we'll do it. Anyway, so... God damn it, what the fuck? Oh, Quake 3. So I bet him $20 he couldn't kill me once, and he would have three chances at it. That's 45 minutes of Quake 3, okay? It broke down in 15-minute intervals. And so I had to set up the machines for Quake 3, and that's why they're installed. So he came over, and the first time I had to play sort of defensively because I really didn't – it was sort of rusty. I hadn't played in like 2 years. And I was just playing defensive because my goal wasn't to kill him a lot. It was not to die. And, of course, the best way to do it is to take away all the resources, take away the armors and whatnot. But anyway, so the first time...
you have to let him hit you when you're standing on an armor.
Basically, what I was doing is just taking away all the armors and weapons so he can never have any. And just killing him when I could, but I wouldn't chase him. Because I didn't want to accidentally get killed by, you know, wayward rocket or something. And so anyway, I beat him like, I don't know, 18-0 or something like that. Next game we played, got a little bit more confident. And I beat him like 30-something to -1. And then the third time we played, I think I beat him like 45 to -4 or something. So... and by the way, to make sure that it was worth my while, I made him put up something. So he's supposed to – have you heard of Papa Murphy's Pizza?
I have.
Have you ever had it?
It's all right.
The only experience I've ever had with Papa Murphy's Pizza was through this one guy who ran probably the worst poker game next to Dave that I've ever played at. And he always bought Papa Murphy's Pizza, so I hate Papa Murphy's Pizza because of him. But Ken, this guy from work, said that it was really good. And I said, I'll tell you what. If you beat me – if you killed me once, I'll give you $20. If you don't, in 3 matches, you have to buy me Papa Murphy's pizza for dinner. So I said, okay.
So is there a Papa Murphy's in Austin?
Yeah, there's multiple.
Okay.
There's multiple. So he's supposed to bring me some Papa Murphy's for dinner. And that is why Quake 3 is now installed. But going back to what I started with, and I can't believe I actually remembered, the problem that I had with 64-bit Vista didn't start until I tried to play Command & Conquer 3. I bought Command & Conquer 3.
Guess what I bought today?
The expansion pack.
The expansion pack for Command & Conquer 3.
So... And you better check to see if it's supported.
I am going to check.
Because the first thing I try to do, the very first game I installed on Vista, because I hardly ever purchase PC games, and I don't pirate them either because I just don't really play games on PC. Anyway, so I installed it, and it just started and then died. Started, died. So I look up on the forums, and actually, the official statement was they didn't support 64-bit Vista.
I'll bet it's fixed by now.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's fixed by now. But in any case, that made me a sad monkey. And then when I bought the actual Vista product, the general release version. Yeah, I bought the Ultimate one.
Good.
I installed it at 32-bit because I don't want to have that problem anymore. But then how many times have I played Command & Conquer 3 since then? Like twice. In fact, I think we talked about last week. I had a Command & Conquer 3 LAN party and didn't actually play Command & Conquer 3 at it.
Yeah, what happened? Did you go to a poker game?
I don't know. It was like busy jerking off in the corner or something. I don't remember what I was doing.
I hope not. I hope to think that I would notice that.
I was busy.
Spinning?
I was home.
What's that sound?
Oh, no. No, there's no. I thought you were really talking about because we have a ceiling fan in this recording area.
No.
And I thought I had left it on.
The sound of fapping.
Oh, no. It doesn't take me that long. Don't worry. You would have probably not noticed. Anyway, I don't know what I was doing
that
day.
Terrible.
I don't know what I was doing that day, but I didn't end up playing Command & Conquer 3, like not even one match. So, so I probably could still be running 64-bit Vista. Maybe they patched it by now.
So the only game I have installed on my PC right now is WoW.
And I assume and that supports 64-bit Vista.
That does, but it doesn't take hardly any CPU. It doesn't take any
resources.
Yeah,
it's not very demanding.
Like, maxed out, I turned the VSync off, and it's like 200 frames per second.
Yeah, that's not surprising. So,
I need a PC game that
Crysis.
I can turn all the...
Crysis.
I hate Crysis. I see it every day at work.
I don't know what else to tell you, man. That's the most visually well, okay, the most demanding on hardware. That's it. I mean, you should know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
So well, I don't know what else you want. Is I'll tell you what it's not, Psychonauts.
I was thinking maybe Unreal Tournament 3.
Oh, I guess. It's probably still not as demanding as Crysis, but it's probably all right. When I the only time I played Unreal Tournament 3, I downloaded the PC demo, and all I noticed is that it's fucking insanely fast.
Maybe Gears of War. I could turn up all the settings, 16 or 19 by 1200.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yes, that's what I'll do.
So you've got it together, and all you've got installed as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably a little bit of overkill for a while.
Flash.
Flash? What do you mean Flash? Like Macromedia Flash?
Well, it's actually Adobe Flash now.
Oh, really?
Do you know Adobe bought Macromedia?
I probably did. When did they buy them?
Like last year.
I didn't know
or
that.
The year before last.
Obviously, I didn't know that because I still called it Macromedia Flash. No, I didn't know that. For a long time, I associated Adobe with
Apple. Speaking of things that you should, that are really, really old.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I found an HD copy of Hackers. That came out in 1995.
They made an HD copy of
Hackers? Somebody recorded it off of over-the-air HD.
Oh, okay.
It's 720.
And?
And I watched it with Jasmine X.
I can't believe you watched it. I wouldn't even watch it back then.
I love that movie. Awesome.
Does it hold up? Test of time? Pass it?
What do you mean by hold up?
Does it hold up?
Do you mean that you get to see Angelina's Jolie's tits three times? Then yes.
Really? She comes
before,
out naked
before, it was only two. But actually in HD, there's this one scene where it looks like she's wearing a black shirt, but it's actually completely see-through.
Huh.
So for all of you out there, if Hackers comes out on HD...
Oh, yeah. I just can't watch computer movies.
It still has one of the best soundtracks of any movie ever.
So I can't deal with the Hollywood networking and the random
typing. That's
actually
one of the things
typing.
I like about it. They don't do the weird random typing, and every time that they are hacking something, they show like a little bit of console action before they go into the bullshit.
The bullshit graphics. Interface, the AI from Star Trek. I mean, not the AI, the UI.
Yeah. They actually show like a little bit of console stuff.
Yeah, did you ever see Swordfish?
Oh, I hated that movie.
If you haven't, don't. If you have, then
that
too bad. But
like 10 years older than Swordfish, and it has a better...
Do you remember the part where he's hacking the thing, and he's got like this chick blowing him while he's hacking? And
no.
He has to do it under a minute, and they make a chick blow him while he's doing it?
No.
Oh, that's really the only part. Oh, no, wait.
Are you sure you're not imagining this?
No. It was like the bad guy captured Hugh Jackman.
This is easily the dirtiest podcast we've ever had. And we're probably like, 10 minutes in?
I don't know. The bad guy, what's his name? John Travolta captured Hugh Jackman, a.k.a. Wolverine. And he was supposed to be this super hacker. And they made him hack into the system, but to slow him. And they gave him a time limit. But to slow him down, they made one of his hot henchwomen, give him a blowjob while he was
doing
it.
Are you serious?
This
is
totally an
actual
serious
movie?
Yeah, Swordfish.
I've seen Swordfish.
That's where the sword from Swordfish comes from.
I was making out with some chick while I was watching it.
You missed the part where Hugh Jackman was hacking while getting blown.
I've also not seen any nudity in Boogie Nights for that same reason.
There's a lot of nudity in Boogie Nights.
There was actual
nudity
during that.
You didn't see his big fat prosthetic cock at the end?
No. We didn't make it that far. We finished up and got out of
it. Well, just so you know, there's a big fat prosthetic cock at the end of that movie.
Wow.
Just FYI.
Do you have one for your own personal use?
A big fat prosthetic cock?
Yeah.
Or a copy of Boogie Nights for my own use?
Sure. Is that a special edition possibly?
I have Nookie Nights, the porn version. The porn version of a porn movie, if you will.
Wow.
I don't know what the fuck we were talking about. I think 64-bit Vista.
64-bit Vista. Yeah, yeah. It's going to use all my memory.
Yeah, and then you have that beautiful SP1 patch. Is that also for 64-bit?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have the rolled up version of Vista 64 with SP1 in the car. You know what else I have in the car? 16 Razer mice.
Ooh, can I have one?
No.
Why not?
Because they have to go to the marketing department tomorrow.
But what are they going to know? It's 15, 16? I need a new mouse for work. My mouse? No, my mouse at
work
sucks balls.
You don't even work with me. These are all going out to reviewers.
Why do you have Razer mice for reviewers?
Because they got misshipped to my PM.
Well, maybe you lost one.
Oh.
Anyway, I'll convince you later.
Yeah, whatever. But I will show you the giant box of Razer mice I have in the car.
Okay. Well, now, then you can look away. Then it won't be your fault.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. You were going to say something else besides the Razer mice, or is that it?
That's pretty much it.
I see that you've been working out. Not by looking at your flexing muscles, but that you've written it in the outline.
I didn't know what else to talk about.
As you see, I have nothing in my personal status in the outline.
My coworker, Daniel, and I, we have both been like, man, we're getting to be big fat asses. And he's actually not fat at all, which is kind of funny. And he got hired in January. But we've been saying we need to go to the gym when they move it to the new location. Mm-hmm. So they still haven't moved it.
The work gym.
Okay. And because it's free.
Would make sense. That'd free. Be sad if they charge you for
so
the work
gym. So we finally
gym.
Said, you know what, screw it, we're just going to go. And we've been going every day.
At lunchtime?
No, after work. But we're going to start going. Today we went at lunchtime because mm-hmm.
so I have a podcast. So I assume they have showers and all that good shit there.
Yeah, but I didn't take a shower. Do I smell?
I didn't notice.
I did change my clothes, though.
Okay. That's
I did smell a little bit like sweaty balls when I got out.
What
of
do you
it.
Do? Like cardio shit?
They have like a row of like 8 different machines that work different muscles that you run. We do 30 minutes of cardio and mm-hmm. then all the different machines that they have to do. You're supposed to hit in a row to hit all your different muscles. And then another 15 minutes.
Yeah. For working out just doesn't work for me, man. I'm like that cliche here's t-shirt thing, that though. Says I'm in no shape to be working out. That's me.
Well, my work has a thing going where they actually give you time in your day to go work out if you go use the AMG.
They pay us at
my
job.
They pay us, too.
They pay us. They give us it's not a lot, $150 if you complete a workout regimen for 8 weeks.
You should do it.
And it's all
you should do it.
Up to you. I have done it
let's
before.
Let's do a competition. I weigh a power of 2 right now.
What the hell does that mean?
I weigh 256 pounds.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking like that.
So my goal is to not weigh a power of 2.
You weigh 256.
And I'm thinking that.
I do not weigh 128. Nor do I.
You'd
do
be
I weigh,
dead if you weighed 128.
Nor do I weigh. Well,
do
I remember.
You, do you
I
weigh 512?
No. No, I don't. I used to have a machine that had 192 megs of RAM. That was a 128 stick and a 64 stick.
I would like to get down to 192.
That's what I'm about at right now. You'd look like me. Now
except,
I think I need to lose
except
weight.
Except hotter.
Okay, man. Whatever you say.
We actually they have a Biggest Loser competition at AMD, and it starts next week, so I think I'm going to join it.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, and considering how empty the gym was, I'm thinking I might be a shoo-in. Because they're doing it on number of pounds, not percentage of body weight fat.
Oh, that sucks. That guy's that's 500 pounds, got it made.
Yeah.
He could just take a shit that day. I win!
Just gorge yourself before the weigh-in.
That's right. All right, how about we do some gaming-type stuff? What do you think?
Someday. We talked about...
Well, yeah, I guess you did. You did some WoW stuff.
I tried. You didn't.
No.
Also, a giant patch got released for WoW. 2.4 patch.
Wow, that's that 2.4 patch that I don't know nothing about.
Well, I'm not sure that it would help you at all for me to describe what they changed to you.
Probably not so much.
So we're not going to do that.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's talk about what games you've been playing.
I have been playing Condemned 2 and Psychonauts and, of course, some Rock Band. Well, let's start with Condemned 2. So I went out last Friday. My mother-in-law was in town with her new husband. It's not new anymore. I guess it's been a year. But they came to visit.
Her child husband?
Yeah, she's, I think, 8 years older than him.
Oh, that's it?
And yeah, but he's only like 2 years older than me. So that's kind of freaky. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. So they came over, and I went out to
she's
go.
She's his, he's his, what is it, PYT?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't really like to think of him that way, but, you know, whatever works for you.
You can't picture her dressed as Michael Jackson singing PYT? I
can't. Not so much. But anyway, I went out to go rent a movie, and I was going to get No Country for Old Men, which I saw in the theater at the Draft House.
Sucks.
Really? I liked it. The
ending ruined the movie for me. It's like science.
But I wanted to go get it on Blu-ray, and I wanted my wife to see it and them to see it. They didn't end up seeing it, but in my search for No Country for Old Men on Blu-ray, which was hard to find, except, I went to Hastings because I figured, who the hell goes to Hastings?
Yeah.
And sure enough, they had a copy of No Country for Old Men on Blu-ray.
Wow. And that's right down the street from you.
Yeah, that's not too far. So I ended up picking that up, but in my search, I ended up coming across Condemned 2. This is a game that I really enjoyed Condemned 1 in spite of itself. I enjoyed the game. So I figured, you know, why not? Let's give it a shot. So I rented it, and I rented it for 3 days. I did the 3 day for $3.99 deal. I figured I'll pay $1 a day until I finish it. I'm over halfway there. I think I'm on level 7 of 11. And I have to say that I think they improved it in pretty much every way. The combat is a lot better. It's a lot tighter. It's a lot more varied. And also the forensics part of the game, the investigating part, it's a lot more free. Before, it was sort of like, okay, go here, hit this button, go here, hit this button, go here, hit this button. And it kind of just went through the
scene. Now you actually have to look for stuff.
Now you actually have to kind of figure stuff out yourself.
So it's an actual game this time instead of just an interactive movie.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it was. There was like two things you could miss, I think, in the original one. Because there was a rating. There was an achievement for getting everything that you could in the game.
Yeah.
There was two things that you could possibly miss, but even there were kind of hard to miss. Everything else was like mandatory for you to move on. So you had to figure out the right thing to do. On this one, it leaves it a lot more open-ended. And you're supposed to, in order to get the best rating, you have to get perfect investigating things. The problem is, or not the problem, is that I think it's a little too challenging. I've actually been using a walkthrough because I really don't care to figure out stuff out for myself. I just kind of want to play through the game, experience the game, get as many achievements as I can, and take it back. So I don't really care. I'm pretty much cheating. I'm just going straight through the walkthrough. I didn't even try. I'm just following the walkthrough.
So you're just going playing to get achievements then?
And enjoying the game. I still enjoy the game. The story is pretty cool and stuff. And it's a continuation. The weird thing is, the main character, Ethan Thomas, was like a 58-year-old looking FBI type. I guess it's SCU, but SCU is supposed to be like an FBI type of unit. And he was like a 58.
What does SCU stand for?
Special Crimes unit or something like that.
That'd be SCU.
That's what I said, SCU.
No, you said SCU.
SCU. I said it fast.
SCU.
Anyway.
I see you over there.
It doesn't matter. Type of agent type of dude. And... See, you fucking threw me totally off.
That was the goal.
God damn it. I remember.
Did you tell me to interrupt you more?
I remember now. He looked like this old, worn-out agent guy, right?
Like Frank Black?
Now he looks he's about in his late 30s, really beefy with black, floppy hair. He used to have like grayish hair. And I'm like, who the fuck is this dude?
It's not supposed to be the same guy.
The same guy.
No, it's... No.
It's the exact same. It's like if they took... It's like if they took Keanu Reeves, Jesus, Christopher Reeves. Kind of big difference.
Christopher Reeves is dead.
At the end of Superman 4, which was already kind of late in his Superman career. In fact, it was the last one, of course. And then very next film, like 2 years later, they had that new Brandon Rausch guy or whatever his name is from the new Superman movie.
Terrible Superman.
And it would be a direct sequel to that. And you'd be like, what the fuck happened?
And they called him Christopher Reeves?
No, and they called him Superman, which is the same character, but it's played by a completely different character, way younger, I don't understand. They took the character and completely changed him. Why not just give him a fucking different name? Couldn't be his, like, nephew or a coworker or something. They just completely changed the guy, gave no explanation at all. They changed his voice, changed his looks. He's beefy and brawny. And the story is he's been a drunk ever since the end of the first one.
Apparently drinking is the fact of
youth. And now I'm like, man, I need to fucking get drunk and puke all over myself every single day and get super bulky and beefy. All my gray hair turns black. And, I lose about 15 years in my face.
Oh, not just in your memory.
Yeah. So, that would be different. Different circumstances of drinking all the time. But anyway, so they changed that, and they also changed your assistant. The first game, she's a black female, and she's still a black female, but that's all that's... And they have the same name.
And now she's hot?
No. She's still not hot. But she looks completely different, too. So,
was it even developed by the same guy?
Yeah, same. It was Monolith. And they improved everything. It's just sort of... I've recently played Condemned. If you've played Condemned, you're like, who the fuck is this dude? But yeah, the game is much better.
They basically
better.
Replaced him with the guy from The Darkness then.
It was, okay, like the guy from The Darkness was shorter hair a little bit. The guy from The Darkness has like shoulder length hair. This guy looks like, I think one of the screenshots of one of the websites I saw says, here's Ethan Thomas returning from a My Chemical Romance concert.
Wow. They made him emo.
Yeah, sort of emo hair anyway. Wow. But the game itself, really cool. It's probably still the scariest series I've ever played. So you couldn't play it because you'd probably be.
What are you talking about?
Dude, you were getting scared fucking playing. What was it? Not Crimson Butterfly, the first one. Fatal Frame. Fatal Frame on Xbox One. This is creepier.
I wasn't
creepier.
Getting scared. What are you talking
this
about?
This is creepier. Like, there's this one scene. I'll give you an example, and maybe it. Well, maybe I shouldn't because it's not going to sound creepy at all when I just talk about it. But fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. There's a scene where you walk through a dilapidated old building, just like the first one. You walk through a doorway towards a mannequin.
It's a good part
of the game. Yeah. It's the beginning part because you go to a museum and different settings and stuff. It's more varied, I think, than the first one. But anyway, so you walk through this doorway towards this mannequin, and then you hear like this creepy sound, and then I turn around and like there's fucking like seven mannequins like 6 inches from me that appear like out of nowhere to block my. And
that'd be pretty creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy because you turn around and there's these like mannequins
it's a
with
rip
these
rip off of Silent Hill entirely. Like that entire scene is from Silent Hill.
It is?
Yeah.
What, the game or the movie?
The game.
What part is that?
I think Silent Hill 3.
I didn't play 3.
The things
I'll play 2.
Their double arms and double legs or whatever those things
are. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
that
I
happens to you a couple times in the game.
Really? But do they move? Do they attack? Okay, these don't. So it made it creepier. Because I'm like, what the fuck? Like I'm walking through this dark, dilapidated building towards this mannequin. Heard this kind of creepy noise. And I think it might have even said something like, you know, die or what. I don't know, some generic scary thing. And then I turn around and these just fucking these mannequins right in your face. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did they come from? You know, and then I was like, okay, whatever. And then I keep walking forward because obviously the point of the game is that you're not supposed to be able to go back, you know. And I keep walking forward a little bit and then I turn around and they're right fucking there again. I'm like, what the shit? Like, it just creeped me out, dude. And then I started walking backwards because I didn't want him to creep up on me anymore. So I started literally progressing through the hallway backwards to see if they would pop up, you know, at what point. And they never did again. So I don't know if walking backwards, I kept them from doing that or they just do it twice. I don't know. But it was pretty creepy. It's just shit like that. And it's more of a, not really
sounds
a.
Sounds like a good ambiance.
Yeah, it's not really a vampire werewolf alien monster type creepy. It's more of like a homicidal maniac finding people.
You made me want to play it in the dark with
Desert
X.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. Playing in the dark late at night. You know, and you find like characters like the mayor's. I'm going to ruin part of it. Fuck it. There's a level where you find the mayor decapitated, kneeling down with parts of her skin and flesh torn off.
That's pretty screwed up.
Yeah, and just really twisted scenes like that and stuff. So I highly recommend it. It's got the ambiance is really nice. The game itself, the game mechanics, definitely improved over the first one. The fighting is better. You can do combos now. You can like throw hooks. There's a kind of like quick time events. If you do a certain number of combos, you can do like these super finishing moves. And then there's like these crazy environmental kills. Or
so
basically,
it's a lot different than the first game.
Yeah, with environmental kills, if you beat a guy just enough for him to be defeated but not enough to be killed or knocked out, he'll fall to his knees, and then you can push both triggers, and you pick him up, and you basically put him in a headlock, and you can walk around to different parts of the map. And when you put him in a headlock, these little white skulls appear in different parts of the map. And if you drag him to one of those skulls, he dies depending on what type of environment you're near. So if you're near a drill press or if you're near a plate glass window, you'll ram his head through that, or if you're near a door, you'll like put his head in the door and just slam it on his head until it just cracks. And so it's pretty cool, and there's actually an achievement for doing 25 of those, and I just got that recently. So overall, I like the game a lot. I think it's a solid B+ game. You know, it's a shame that first one didn't really get the respect I think it should have. I didn't even give it respect until I finally just played it a couple months ago.
So my dad called right before the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I've told him about it like 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
And he finally like clicked what it was. And he's like, oh, you're doing a podcast. And all I can think is that today, since I told him where to find it, he's going to finally listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Or whenever he gets around to
it. And it's all
sex and gore. And it just reminds me of when he saw me playing Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Dad, watch this. And a zombie ran up to me, and I blew its brains out with a shotgun, and he freaked out.
Well, at least we haven't talked about eating out bloody vaginas.
Well, we have now.
At least not yet.
What did one lesbian vampire say to the other lesbian vampire?
See you next same time next month.
Same time next month.
I think I like better what is a gay horsey?
Hey.
I think I like that better. But anyway. So, yeah, Condemned 2.
How can you tell if your roommate's gay?
I think I knew this one, but I forgot. Oh, his cock tastes like shit.
That's right.
Anyway, so that was my experience with Condemned 2. I'm still working through it, so I'll probably give a little bit more, well, not, maybe not more in depth, but a more a kind of a final review next week. Because I definitely, that's the thing about renting games, is it really puts pressure on me to finish them. Because, you know, I'm paying $1 a day, man, on
maybe
these
I'll
things.
Do that instead of Gamefly.
Yeah, it kind of pressures you, you know? And you only get one at a time because you don't want to be wasting the rental days.
True.
So the other game I've been playing is Psychonauts, as you may recall. I bought the game very cheap from Half Price Books
last week. Now, I've already played through that game. How are you liking it?
So I installed it and started playing through it. I got it for the PC. And I am not very impressed so far. I haven't played very far at all. I've only played maybe an hour, maybe even like 45 minutes. I thought just well, to be
are
engrossing.
You past the point where you're not just in the camp where you're actually?
No. I'm still in the camp. So yeah. I'm gonna give it more
you're
time.
You're not even into the game yet.
I'm gonna give it more time, but I'm just saying, just the game mechanics. I expected something completely different. You know what I'm saying? Like I just expected the game to play differently. I didn't think it was gonna be like an action game.
It is an action game.
I thought it was gonna be more role playing ish game.
No, not at all.
So that kind of threw me off.
Did you play Ratchet? The Ratchet and Clank all the way through?
I didn't play any Ratchet and Clank more than an hour.
Oh.
But I own them all.
Good job.
So I can speak about owning them all, just not about the game themselves.
That seems what we call useless.
Yeah. So anyway, Psychonauts, I'm going to give it some more time. I will probably finish Condemned 2 before I get back to it, but I do intend...
You should add the account number to your Steam account.
Dude, I'm just looking at the cover of Psychonauts, and it says 9.5 out of 10 Play Magazine. Play Magazine is like the worst magazine for ratings ever.
Anyway,
and if that's the only quote they could get for this, that's pretty sad.
That isn't the only quote they could get, but those boxes, you know, they came out before the game.
There was some game, one of the games that came out this week, and I was looking at the review scores, and what was it? I'm going to cheat and go for. Oh, Viking, Battle for Asgard. Are you familiar with this game?
Nope.
So it's a game published.
Is it a rip-off of Conan?
It's a game published by Sega, developed by the guys who did the Total War series. And it's sort of a God of War-ish action, slightly RPG game.
MMORPG?
No, not MMO. But I was looking at the scores, and it was averaging like a 70, and I looked through the game rankings to see, you know, what individual scores it was getting. It got like a 55 from IGN and a 9 from Play Magazine, curiously enough. The same Play Magazine that
so
gave Psychonauts a 9.5.
Play Magazine still around?
I have no idea. That magazine is like a magazine with no focus. It's got a little bit of music, a little bit of movies, a little bit of games, and it sucks probably at all of them.
Wow. You know?
Maybe it's one of those doctor's offices things where that's like Highlights. Who the fuck buys Highlights? I don't even know any kids. Like,
I don't think Highlights is around anymore, man.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I bet you they still
I haven't
are.
Seen a new issue in forever.
Well, that's because you haven't gone to a kid's dentist in 20 years.
No, I went with Jasmine X to her vagina doctor. And they had Highlights out, and it was like 1993 was the year.
Yeah, because, I mean, as a kid, I would always read them, and it seemed like dentist's office all the time. But
were they any good? I never read them. I always read
really?
The normal magazines.
You remember the Goofus and Gallant? Didn't we talk about this?
No.
Goofus and Gallant was a little comic in the end of, maybe not in the end, but somewhere in every issue of Highlights.
See, I always read the actual magazines. Like, I would read Time and Newsweek. And
well, Goofus and Gallant was basically, I think they were brothers. If not, well, fuck it. They're going to be brothers in my version. And basically, one of them was a fucking lazy slob asshole, and the other one was like a prissy, good-natured do-gooder.
And I had a series of books like this.
And it basically was trying to tell you the right and wrong way to do stuff. I swear I've talked about this before.
Don't do what Donnie Don't does.
Yeah, something like that. Basically, you know, it would show Goofus brushing his teeth in the morning, you know, cleaning the sink and putting the cap back on the toothpaste, and then Gallant would come and fucking... shit on the mirror and
you're just not the other way around. Like
piss and
Gallant wasn't the good one.
Gallant was the good one. What did I say?
You said Goofus.
Oh yeah, Gallant was a good one. And then Goofus would come out and, you know, spray diarrhea everywhere and piss and
I don't think that was in the Highlight magazine.
Piss and Gallant's toothbrush cup and all this other stuff. And basically, it was trying to tell you what not to do and do. But the point being, just like Play Magazine,
don't,
I never knew
don't
anybody
use
who
your toothbrush
who
as
bought
a
that magazine. Like none of the kids I knew fucking subscribed to Highlights. But yet it always was around. So maybe Play Magazine is one of those things. I don't know anybody that subscribes to Play. The only ones that I know of that people that I know have any magazine subscription to either to Game Informer because they have a GameStop
which
subscription.
Oh, that's what I forgot to do. I just got my last issue. I need to up it.
You need to up it?
I need to re-up every year. My last
issue. Oh, okay. I thought you mean you just got the most recent, as in last issue. I see you can redo it. Well, anyway, Game Informer, and the biggest ones are Stuff and Maxim, by far.
Stuff is no longer a magazine.
Really?
Or is it? Yeah, I think Stuff. Yeah, yeah. It just, if you had a subscription to Stuff, you got added onto your Maxim.
They bought out Stuff?
They had Maxim? Already owned. They always owned Stuff.
Really?
Like, when it was aimed, I think Stuff was aimed towards teenagers, and Maxim was aimed towards
They were pretty much fucking kids. Identical to me.
Yeah. And, yeah, I had a subscription to both, and it was just added on to your...
I didn't even notice.
Your Maxim subscription.
Well, the thing is, because I haven't
paid... So now my Maxim subscription is like...
12 years.
12 years or some insane
Plus,
amount.
Did you ever even pay for it?
No, I've never paid for out stuff online and got free
Exactly. Same here. So that's that's why everybody knows free Maxim or Maxim subscriptions is because they're free. Anyway, so that's Play Magazine, which I didn't even intend to talk about. I was talking about Psychonauts. I'm getting way off on tangents today. The Rock Band Music Store, I want to talk about that. Did you download it?
No, but Rock Band Music that they've been releasing has sucked the past 4 weeks.
It has.
In a row.
Well, aren't you a big Boston fan?
Yeah.
They released the Boston pack yesterday.
They did.
Yeah.
I haven't turned my 360 on since I installed WoW.
The 1976 album Boston by Boston, they feature six songs from that album.
Is one of them...
Yes. I'm sure they got all the
more
good
than
ones.
A Feeling?
Of course.
Okay. I'm sold. I'll buy it.
I was going to just get More Than a Feeling, and then I said, well, let me listen to the other ones because it allows previews.
Oh, yeah?
It
That's
has previews.
What the store needed.
It had first of all, in-game. Okay, so there's another option below the lowest option, I guess, was options. I don't know.
Do you have to download this separately, or is it an automatic game update?
It's a patch. It's an automatic game update.
Sweet.
So you get down to the music store, and now, you know, remember there was always a warning that you could accidentally repurchase the same song? Because if you, like, bought the song and then you bought the pack, you would end up effectively buying the song twice.
Right.
But there was no refunds.
Right.
So now it tells you every song, how much they cost, and if you purchased them or not. So you can't re-download a song. I mean, you awesome. Can re-download a song, but you can't double purchase a song. And they break them down both by song packs, individual songs, and then it says coming soon for albums. So definitely albums are still on the way. It has cover art for every album
nice.
That they came on. Unless it's a cover, then it just says Rock Band, generic CD, you know, CD cover. And it has preview clips. And once you download the preview clip, it caches them. And so every time you just hover over that, for just like you do in the real game, when you just hover over a song for two seconds or something like that, plays the preview, same thing.
Nice.
What else does it do? You can do all the purchases in-game, so it never actually leaves
you
Xbox
said that
Live.
A couple times already.
Well, I said the thing was the music store was in-game. I didn't say the purchases were in-game.
Well,
you made the assumption was correct.
It's
I never actually explicitly say.
Assumption.
No, because there's lots of games where I hit downloadable content in the menu, in the game, and it bumps me back out to Xbox Live. But when you do purchase, the only bad thing that I've seen so far is when you purchase something, what it does is it brings up a blade, you know, like the one you would hit the guide button to buy stuff. And if you hit B, or there's no queuing up. You have to wait till the download finishes.
Right.
So you can't queue up different songs.
That's a problem.
But... Yeah, it's not too bad. But overall, it's a pretty good improvement. Oh, the other thing is it caches all your downloadable content. You know as well as I do that it was a pain in the ass the first time you booted up Rock Band. It would take 30 seconds to a minute.
Too long.
Yeah. Now it does it once. After the very first time you turn it on after an update, it asks you what you want to use for your cache. And you use your hard drive. Please don't be texting while we're doing the podcast.
I was going to pull up disturbing pictures to distract you with while you were doing your
speech. I'm done with Rock Band Music Store. Thank you. So you have your turn to talk. Oh, wait. One more thing. I got a 512 meg memory unit.
So why did you buy one?
Because, as you know, I have two 360s, and I oftentimes will swap between the two. And so almost all my saves are on the memory card. Well, one time, not too long ago, my gamer profile got corrupted because I tried to save to the memory card, and I ran out of space. And my game, basically, it wouldn't let me save, and my gamer profile got fucked up. So I had to delete the profile. It was kind of scary because I didn't know if I was going to lose all my saves on the memory card, too. So luckily, I didn't. I moved off a couple of saves, a couple of large saves to the hard drive, deleted my profile, re-downloaded it, put it back on the memory card, and everything was okay. But ever since that, I've been pulling off saves as necessary. But that sort of sucks because then my saves are fragmented. Some on the hard drive upstairs, some downstairs, some
right.
on my memory card. So I just bit the bullet and got a 512 memory unit. Nice thing is, though, I went on eBay, got it for $24 plus $6 shipping.
Now, how much are the default ones?
64 meg, they no longer make anymore. They were $40 when they were available MSRP.
How much are the 512s?
$50.
That's a pretty sizable upgrade.
Yeah, $10 more and for a lot more space.
8 times.
Yeah. In fact, it says a big 8X on the cover.
Does it?
Yeah, it says 8X more memory.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of when I said that.
So, and it comes with the Geometry Wars for that one guy that hasn't bought Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars is pretty sweet. Kevin, if you're listening.
Buy the 512.
Buy the 512.
Yeah.
Get and yourself some Geometry Wars.
It's also very nice that you just move your profile around when you go to your buddy's place. You just put your profile on your memory card. It doesn't take anything any longer to load than it would if it was on your hard drive.
Except if you have profiles on your hard drive.
You need more water.
Yeah, let's pause to get some water.
You need water too?
I do.
Okay.
Water!
All right, so we're back from our little water break. And we were talking about the 512 meg memory unit. I think we're done with that. And you want to talk about Dark Sector? I take it?
No, I don't.
You didn't.
It was coming out, and I've seen some trailers for it, and it looked all
right. So you do want to talk about Dark Sector.
I do want to talk about it, but I don't
so
know
you're
anything.
So you're lying to me.
I don't know anything to talk about besides it looked good when I saw trailers.
I read that, and I don't recall this, but apparently it was the first game ever announced for the new generation, or the current generation, I suppose we call it now.
Yeah.
And it finally came out. Dark Sector, fuck you, Montana. I'm going to beat that cat.
You should edit your threats of animal cruelty out.
All right. So Dark Sector is basically a generic action shooter with a glaive.
You know, opposed to a generic action shooter set in World War II.
Without a glaive.
Without a glaive.
Yeah. From what I hear, this one got a little bit more, the ratings were a little bit closer together. This one also got in the 70s. The other game I was talking about, Viking, was all in the 70s, but you had the one at 9 and one at 55. This one tended to get all B's, 70s, something like that. Basically, what I read about this game is that it was a pretty generic action shooter that was technically sound. The art wasn't very good, but it was fun. The glaive is very fun. The glaive is basically like a... Did you ever see Krull?
Hell no.
The movie Krull from the 80s? Okay, so basically it's like a boomerang. It's a three-bladed boomerang throwing giant ninja star thing. And you can infect it with different types of elements like fire or ice or something. And you use it to kill a bunch of enemies, and it comes back to you.
That doesn't sound very good.
Well, apparently that's the best part of the game. So if that doesn't sound good to you, maybe you're not interested in Dark Sector, which is available, by the way, for the Xbox 360 and PS3.
That doesn't sound very good.
So that's one of the new releases for this week. And I guess we're just moving on to new releases. Viking, I've sort of already talked about. That's also available for the 360 and PS3, and I don't really feel like talking more about that. For PC, I already mentioned the Command & Conquer 3, Kane's Wrath expansion pack.
I can't wait to play it.
Which I saved you $12 on.
You did. Circuit City.
Yeah, we were at GameStop just perusing their stock of used stuff to see if we can find anything. And you're like, hey, the new expansion is out for CNC3. I'm going to pick it up. And I'm like, really? How much is it? $30. I'm like, no, dude. Let's just take the 2-minute drive down to Circuit City and you can pick it up for $17.99.
So instead, I spent almost the same amount at Circuit City and we bought. What? Wartech?
I tricked you. Did you notice when I walked out of that Circuit City, I didn't have a bag with me?
Oh, you asshole.
I was going to tell you not to buy it after all because I wasn't going to buy it, but you were already outside.
I hope you get a genital rash.
I'll go back and, I was going to say something, but no, we've already been dirty enough. I'll go back and pick it up. The fucking game's $9.99. I'm like, for $9.99, that's basically $9.99 that gets spent towards another game that I do want, but since you bought it, I'll go get it. Basically, we went into Circuit City. We're looking around. Look, $9.99 Xbox 360 game. Cheap achievement points. And then I'm like, okay. You're like, I'll buy one if you get one. And we found two copies, and I walked around with it the whole time. And then I'm like, fuck this game.
No, there's more to that story.
What was more to the story? That was
it. So we saw that Command & Conquer 3. We went to get there.
That's why we went there.
They had their pre-order discs out. Now, the pre-order discs were $10. And then you bring your receipt, and it's $10 off of Command & Conquer, the game, when it comes out.
Right. Like a pre-order should be.
Right. So, the game's already out, but they still had discs.
They had the pre-order
package. They had the pre-order discs out.
Which was, what was on them? It was like a
free map and some free videos.
Which probably were of the game that you already were going
to
buy.
Right. So, I go up to the front, and these two very young, very dumb girls were there.
Were they at least hot?
No, but one of them was completely spun out. That happened to be the one that was helping me. Now, for those who don't know what the symptoms...
For us non-druggies, what the fuck is spun out?
For those of you who have never done drugs, like me, having never done drugs, I can tell they have nothing to offer. When someone is spun out, they've done a bunch of crystal meth. And you could tell because her eyes were darting left and right over and over and over again, and she couldn't control it. And she was shaking a whole bunch, and she was sweating profusely. And her pupils were gigantically dilated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened? You tried to...
So first, she didn't understand what a pre-order was.
Well, you have to remember the game's already out, right? So this is going to confuse the shit out of her. Because I said, look, the pre-order disc is here. Buy the pre-order disc and then immediately use it to pick up the game immediately afterwards.
So I said, I need to do two transactions. She said, you need to do what? I need you to ring me up two different times.
Because one's going to be buy the pre-sold.
Transaction is too big of a word, apparently.
Right.
So I said, I need to buy this disc. And then it says I can trade it in towards this game. And we actually looked on the disc, and nowhere does it say that you can trade it in towards Command & Conquer 3 on the disc.
What?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's a pre-order sell. It's a bonus for pre-ordering the game.
Right.
Okay.
But she couldn't find that. And she said, well, yeah, it said that in last week's ad. I saw that in last week's ad, but it doesn't say that in this week's ad. It doesn't say it on the disc. So I can't sell it. I said, can you get a manager? So she was like, oh, but I don't think it... Could you get a manager? And she couldn't find the manager.
There's no manager in the whole fucking store. It's just being run by morons. Maybe. Hey. Not that I think about it. I was like, that's impossible. Wait, it is possible. So, okay, so the manager's gone and it's being run by morons, spun out on crystal meth.
And I was bored of talking to a speed freak. I had my share of speed freaks in my time. Oh. Hmm. So, I was just like, fuck it.
Well, somewhere along...
I don't need this one map from Circuit City.
So somewhere during this time... Well, you had the brilliant question of, so am I only going to be able to play against the Circuit City people? I'm like, well, let's see. It says exclusive map for Circuit City purchases. Yeah,
I don't feel too bad about it, but it was a little bit more of an adventure than I wanted to.
While you were having that adventure, I was busy thinking about not buying that WarTek game. And then I put it back on the shelf, went to go see where you were to tell you not to buy it, and you were already cashed out.
How about I just give you my copy and my receipt, and you go return it and put it towards the
game? No, I'll buy it. I'll fucking buy it. I'll look up the achievements. If they look reasonable, I'll go buy it.
We should make that decision before we leave tonight.
Yeah, okay. I'll look it up.
So, yeah, that was an adventure. I did get the game for $17.99.
Yep.
The expansion, and we'll see how that works in Vista. We'll hear about that next week because I'm going to install Vista 64 tonight.
Yep. And speaking of what did I want to do? I had a badass segue.
Real-time strategy games.
That's what I meant to say. Universe at War, Earth Assault for the Xbox 360.
Is that an expansion to Universe at War?
I think it's a 360 only version of Universe at War. And in fact, it is 360 only. There's no PS3 version or PC version of Earth Assault. I don't know. I guess it could be a sequel. Was there an original Universe at War? I think there was.
We talked about this last podcast. You saw it at Target and you didn't pick it up.
It was like $12. That was for the PC, though.
Yes.
And that had achievements on the PC.
That was Universe at War, not Universe at War Earth Assault.
Okay. So I don't remember if it had a subtitle or not, Mr. Smarty Pants.
You called it Universe at War, not Universe at War Earth Assault.
Right. And if this one didn't
say... Are you
saying
you misled me?
No. I'm saying that one of them is on the outline, the other one I was doing from memory. So I don't remember if it had a subtitle or not. Anyway... I had decided that it had too many conditions on the achievements, and that was the only reason I was buying it. So I didn't buy it. And this one I am also not buying. I wonder how there seem to be quite a few RTS games coming out for the 360. I wonder why they don't come out for the PS3 as well, because you figure, two analog sticks, got to be the same shit. If it controls well on one, it's going to control well on the other, or if it's not, it's not. What's the deal with 360 only exclusivity? And I'm asking you like you know.
I'm thinking
that you don't know.
I don't know anything about
that.
Yeah,
so I'll just, wave that question.
I know what it is. People who own a 360 actually buy 360 games.
Yeah, that may be true.
But people that own a 360 and a PS3 still only buy 360
games. No, actually, I read an article about that, and you didn't read that part of the outline, did you? We'll get to it. That's an interesting point. Tikal, I guess? How do you pronounce that? Tikal? T-I-Q-A-L?
I don't know.
I hope I can use that
in
Scrabble.
But I do have a really awesome book called Tikal about...
T-I-Q-A-L?
About the chemist Alexander Shulgin.
Yeah, that guy.
he was a psychedelics chemist, and in half of the book is all of his experience with different psychedelics, and the other half is how to make all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, T'Cal.
It's a supposedly. T'Cal. I think it's a. What I read was a combination of Tetris and Luminous. I don't know if it's a Luminous.
That sounds good. I'm
if it's a Tetris for out. If it's a Tetris for the gameplay and Luminous for the ambiance, for the, you know, feel, look, and feel, that'd be great. If it's the other way around, not so much.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dun, 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 playing Luminous? Probably wouldn't work as well.
Probably not so much. I've already got Luminous on my 360.
I didn't buy that. I refused to pay the exorbitant amounts of points that they wanted for those games.
Wine.
You just say that because you're a goat. But Obuna, don't know what the fuck it is. I think I looked at a couple screenshots. It looked like some weird Japanese game that I have no interest in.
I was
anymore.
Thinking it had something to do with the Poon? Horse. From,
that's
the horse
Epona,
from
isn't it?
Legend of Zelda.
That's Epona.
That's Epona.
Epona.
Not yeah. Opona.
Not Opuna.
Opuna.
Like Opuna.
It sounds like a bad song from a Western
it
about
It sounds
a
like Japanese porn.
No, I think it sounds like a bad song from an old Western whorehouse.
Okay. Well, at least we agree.
Oh, my Puna. Meet me by the Mississippi.
PS3, blank. Moving on. PS2, Naruto. Moving on. PSP, Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII. You and I both watched the video review right before this podcast. What'd you think?
I'd like to play it. Mm. I'd even like to play it $40 worth. But you know what I would like it to come with?
Final Fantasy VII?
No, a new battery for my PSP.
That's right. I mean, we looked at Circuit City, and we still didn't find a fucking battery for your PSP.
Right? Nobody wants to sell
them. You're going to have to go online, dude. You're going to have to go online and get that.
I don't want it that much.
But you only want it when you need it, and you don't ever need it when you're online. So that's why you're not going to buy it.
Exactly.
All right. We solved that mystery. So what did you talk about? What do you think about Crisis Core? Seriously, I mean, the gameplay, totally different. It's no longer really a turn-based RPG.
It's an action-based RPG.
With the fucking slot machine running in the upper left-hand
corner
the whole time.
Yeah, that slot machine didn't look good.
Basically, this guy's... And is there even a party, or are you always the same dude?
It didn't say.
It seemed like it was just the same dude.
I would be very surprised if you didn't have a party.
I think it's the same dude. That's what it looked like. The whole
review.
Or it
could be that the reviewer just only played the first, you know, 20 minutes where you only have that guy.
Well, he played more than I did.
Which is weird that in Final Fantasies, traditionally, you start with the full party, and then you lose people.
Yeah, but this is like an action. This is like a side quest. Or not side. It's like a Splinter Cell. No, that's a different game.
That'd be Mystic Quest.
It's not really a Final Fantasy game per se. It's Final Fantasy-esque, I guess. But anyway, the gameplay looks totally
Except
different.
Except it's called Final Fantasy.
No, it's called Crisis Core, : Final Fantasy VII. Just like Dirge of the Cerberus.
Of Cerberus?
Yeah. That was also Final Fantasy VII based.
I never got to play that.
That was supposedly ass. Don't do that. Give me that. Give me your texting. Give me your bottle of water. Do I have to remove everything away from you? Stop that. Anyway, I don't know. It didn't look that impressive to me. I've never been a Final Fantasy VII fan. So there's really nothing for me there with regards to story or characters.
I love Final Fantasy VII.
You were noticing that it was Aerith now?
Instead of Aerith. Just because Japanese can't pronounce an S does not mean we need to change the name of the character to a TH.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
Americans
figured if
can have the same lisp.
I think if they had already named her Aerith in one, I mean, the first one, they should have just kept it. I don't know why the fuck they changed it.
Because the Japanese can't say S, and they feel inadequate about it.
Speaking of stupid shit, why does fucking every DS game have to have, when they have sequels, have to have shit with DS in it? Like Advance Wars Dual Strike. And now we have Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
Maybe Nintendo and takes like a $1 less cut per unit.
If you have DS after the title of your...
two of the...
There's some more, man. And I say every, but I really mean like four.
Nintendogs. Shit a lot.
Oh. Shit a lot. How's that even DS?
NDS? Nintendogs? Shit a lot?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, dude. God.
So, yeah, I saw some gameplay of this game. It looks like a great Ninja Gaiden game if you had an N64 that you could put in your pocket, which I guess is what a DS is. But I don't know. I'm not too enthused about it.
Okay.
But probably
Harvest
will
Moon
pick
DS
up.
Came out again.
No, it's Harvest Moon DS Cute.
What the fuck does that mean?
Exactly. And I was like, what the fuck is that? It's basically the girl version, I found out. Instead of
But Harvest Moon is already a girl game.
No, well, you play a boy, though, and trying to get some poon.
You can pick a girl, can't
no,
you?
No, no. There's actually one called Harvest Moon Girl Edition or something like that. And then this one is also just another girl edition. It's Harvest Moon DS Cute. And you can pick... You answer some questions. I read a little bit about it. Okay, actually, I bought it. I played through it. No. I read a little bit about it, and you answer
the
some questions.
Gave you AIDS?
No. It was herpes. But anyway, you answer some questions at the beginning of the game and determine the character that you start off playing is determined by the questions and how you answer them. So I guess, I don't know, what color your favorite color is. Do you like them long or do you like them fat?
So was there an option just said Coke can?
Shaved balls or hairy balls?
Your ball of your microphone has quite a bit of hair on it.
It's a little fuzzy. I like my ball fuzzy. What can I tell you? But just the left one, just the one ball.
You know what? You know what Lance Armstrong always said?
Something about one ball?
I'd give my left nut to win a Tour de France.
Are you sure it was his left nut?
I don't know.
Well, now he's got a mono nut, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
That'd be a good name for a band.
Mono nut? Or left nut? Or Lance Armstrong's left nut?
No, mono nut's a pretty good band name.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, so those are the DS releases, Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword and Harvest Moon Dragon, DS Cute.
Harvest Moon Dragon Sword.
Harvest
Cute.
Moon Dragon Sword. Cute. Yep. All right, so moving on to some news and rants. This is the one I was talking about a little earlier that you completely ignored. MTV Games Blog queried or polled, probably more accurately, their users or their viewers. Basically, they said this. If you have both a PS3 and an Xbox 360, how do you choose what system to game on? And there was 54 responses from people that actually had both systems. I don't know if they disregarded
you'll
everybody
only
else's.
Have 54 responses.
It was only up for one day. And it was
Are
in the
you
comments.
Kidding me?
It's MTV Games Blog. So
dude,
this is a small 54 sample.
54 responses.
That had both?
That is the biggest crock of shit I've seen in a long time. They edited those responses. I'm saying it's fixed. I haven't even read it yet, but I'm saying if they only got 54 responses and they're MTV, bullshit.
Well, let's talk
on.
About them. Like, I don't care. Whatever. So there's 54. He got 54 responses from people that owned both, and 27 of them preferred playing on the 360, 22 of them preferred playing on the PS3, and 5 of them were equally split. And if you do the math, yes, that is 54. So the reasonings for choosing the 360 amongst all the different answers were 7 of the people said that achievements, and that's for us, both of us, I think it's for achievements. It's a combination. One of them is achievements. And then, and these don't all add up because you can choose multiple answers. So you didn't just do that, did you? You didn't just do
anyway,
that, did you?
Nine what?
So seven of the people that prefer the 360 do so because achievements. 6 of them thought that Xbox Live was just a better online experience than the equivalent on PlayStation. Curiously, 6 people, I don't know what the fuck they're smoking, 6 people thought the PSN experience was better than the Xbox
Maybe
Live.
Just because it was free?
That's the only thing I can come up with, because I don't know a damn thing that's better about the PlayStation Network other than that it's free. And I guess free speaks volumes.
Makes it harder for you to spend your money on it?
But I have a hard time believing that, because if they bought both an Xbox 360 and a PS3, it's not like they're hurting for money.
Yeah.
What would $50 be in that whole grand scheme of things? But inexplicably, 6 people, I have no idea how you can be a sane gamer and say that the PlayStation Network is better. That's almost universally, not true. Like, almost everybody you would talk to would say that's not the case.
I know someone who only owns a PS3, and they say that they want something like Xbox.
Now, if you only ask PS3 guys, I can, understand if there was a high number of people that said that the Xbox Live one sucked or it was too expensive. But from people that own both, that doesn't make sense. I don't know what's going on there. So I'm sort of surprised by that. And kind of going along with that, 9 of the people that preferred the 360 preferred it because their online gaming buddies were on there. One guy had a pretty good quote that said that that the Xbox Live was like hanging out with your buddies in high school, and then the PlayStation Network was like that guy that you only talked to when you needed to borrow a pencil. So one was like a hanging out and having a good time with your friends, and one was just like you're there because you have to be. There's no other choice. So, I don't know. The only thing I can think of is fucking that it's free. The more realistic one, I think. And Okay, so 14%, I mean, not 14%, 14 of the 22 people that prefer the PS3 said they prefer it because of they had red rings or hardware problems with their 360, and that, you know, they didn't want to keep hassling with it.
You know, I didn't have problems with mine until my cable was struck by lightning.
That's true. And that probably destroyed it, not the red ringing.
Not so much the red ringing.
So I had one actually red ring on me.
It gave me a flashing third.
But that makes sense. I mean, that I would see is like, okay, that makes sense. You know, you've had multiple problems. You're with your Xbox 360. You don't want to deal with the hassle. You're going to start playing PS3 because fucking the 360 is made out of paper mache and duct tape, right? I can understand that. What I don't understand is the two fucking people in the 360 that said they prefer playing on it because of the PlayStation 3 breaking down. Like, who are these guys? This is the same people that are, you know, same craziness as the people that say the PSN
well,
better.
Maybe what they meant by opposing hardware reliability was reliability of the PlayStation 3 to have games come out on it.
But that's not really hardware related, is it?
Well, it is actually.
How is that hardware related?
It doesn't work on that hardware. Anyway.
Right, whatever. So, anyway, I was surprised that it wasn't more for the 360, but because everybody I know with both, I know you, Serge, our friend Tony.
I cannot remember the last time that I turned my PS3 on.
I can when I watched No Country for Old Men on Blu-ray. And a lot of people said that the PS3 was just their Blu-ray player, and that's it.
Which was a good deal for Sony, because I'm sure they have much more sales in movies than they do in games.
Well, I don't know about that, but it definitely doesn't now hurt them. Yeah, now they might, yeah. okay, so that was a pretty interesting piece of news, I thought, or at least information, maybe not news. Next part, the first part of it is not really that big. Xbox.com basically updated their gamer pages yesterday. And, you know, so what? The bigger news is that they actually
banned
some gamer tags that have...
And reset
their achievement points. In fact, who's that guy? Strip Club GJ. Did I put it in there? Fuck, I put it in the notes and I didn't even see it. So that guy, Strip Club GJ, who was the first guy to hit 100,000 gamer score, and in fact had like 102 or 107, something like that, 1,000 gamer score, now has zero. And
why?
If you go to his, like, because he was caught cheating. Apparently, I was looking into it, and he earned 38,000 gamer points in one day. And that sort of set off flags. Yeah, how can you get 38,000 points in one day? Unless you...
NBA Live and
it would be hard to get 5,000 points in one day.
Avatar, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But in one 24-hour period? I can understand Avatar. That's like a minute. NBA, an hour or two. College Hoops, an hour or two. But all the... That took you like 6 to 8 hours. So in one 24-hour period, he got 38,000 gamer points.
If he was playing offline entirely and was playing and then finally logged on, he could get 30,000.
But in one day?
And
that
it,
means that
it
means
would
he would
look
log
like he got them in one day.
No, it wouldn't, because if he logged in the 13th and then didn't log in the 14th and log in the 15th, it's still one day.
No, but let's say he didn't log in for 4 weeks.
No, that's not what it said. The didn't say that it was between logins. It was that he earned 30,000 in one day. So, anyway, he got fucking owned, and I think at one point he was blocked from Xbox Live, and he was trying to sell, I think it was this guy, he was trying to sell his account, just because they had 100-something thousand Xbox achievement points, and if anybody bought that, they got pwned, because now that's got zero. And if you go to his page, it actually says this person was caught cheating, and other people were caught too, and if you go to their gamer score, it, I mean...
Anybody on your list?
No, nobody that I know of. Not that I've checked. Why, who? And like the highest person is you, I think.
Papa Joe?
He's no longer on my list. Yeah, I think he hates me. He took me off or something. I never even noticed until like very recently that he wasn't on there.
He actually deleted everyone on his list when Xbox Live was having all those problems. He thought it was because he had a full list.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. Whatever. That's how long it's been since I noticed. But anyway... no, I'm sure nobody on my list has been cheating to get achievement points. Sort
if
of funny
did,
because
they're really bad at it.
Yeah, or like that guy, he was really bad at it too. Apparently, 30,000 in one day. You think you would kind of stagger it out
a
little bit?
1,000 a day.
Yeah, no, you got greedy. Now he has none. So I don't know. That's pretty cool. There's sort of some controversy. Like some people were saying, you know, what's the big fucking deal? It's not worth anything. Let the guy fucking cheat. Who cares? Like, what does it matter?
What about when they do sweepstakes, they require you to get achievement points?
That's one valid point that somebody said that brought up. Another guy said, well, maybe Microsoft at one point wanted to do something more
they
with
did,
achievement points.
They did, and they said they want to.
And then they ended up not doing it because of cheaters. You know? I don't know.
Cheaters never prosper, except
for I like it. Personally, I like it. Until they remove... Unless, you know, they remove somebody that didn't actually, then that would suck.
Well, you know you're always going to... They're always going to fuck up. They're always going to find people that they think cheated that didn't know.
Once they cheated me, then I'll be pissed. But I think now it's a good idea. At least they care enough to check.
Cheated me out of 1,000 fight the
that I don't
fight
know,
night
man.
Achievements.
And there goes the fucking.
I was thinking, hey, you know what we haven't done this this podcast
or the last one was talk about your missing 1,000
you
points.
You talked about it last time.
I don't remember. So what do we got? Okay, best article on the internet. Best article on internet/video game child safety ever. I know you didn't read this because you didn't even fucking read the one above it that had all the stats in the outline. So I know you didn't click on the link to read this one either.
Nope.
But basically, the telegraph.co.uk website had put together a list of advice for parents, 10 tips for parents, you know, to safeguard their children from internet and video games. Why they lumped them together, I don't know.
Don't let them play with the Japanese.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But one of the highlights was like, you know, be realistic, you know, don't think that everybody out there is out to, you know, harm your child. There's a lot of good out there, you know, both in playing games online, playing games in general, like can be very beneficial to your child. You know, they teach a lot of good things, but also be careful. You know, a lot of video games are just not meant for children. They're mature and they're labeled as such. Just pay attention. You know, don't let your children.
That's a parenting thing in general.
Yeah, but sometimes
watch what your children do.
Yeah, and don't be so overly protective. Like, don't it was it what do they call it? Secluded garden or walled garden or something like that.
Secret
like,
garden.
I don't know. Basically, like, don't try to take everything away from your child because he's going to get to it anyway, or she's going to get to it anyway. Even if you're, it's like banning the. It's like you ever a kid that grew up that couldn't watch rated R movies and couldn't like. Stay up past a certain time and couldn't, you know.
That was me, but I did it anyway.
And then what happens? The fucking kids always rebel and they always do it 2x, you know, as soon as they can, you know.
Which is why I'm going to start my kids drinking young.
Exactly. So when they're in high school and they're like, oh, let's go get drunk. I'm like, why? I could just fucking do that at my home anytime I want. You know, why is it a big shit for you? And, you know, it's just general tips like common sense tips that actually make sense. I was just very impressed at this, you know, that somebody published a helpful guide for parents that made sense. And it, you know, why I was just in awe that somebody actually done something like this. So my hat's off to telegraph.co.uk. They did a great job. Just wanted to mention that. Moving on, you mentioned that Atari is now delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. I'm not surprised at all. I'm surprised it's taken this long, actually.
I'm surprised they're still a company. Now, they're not really Atari. What are they?
They're Ubisoft.
So they are Ubisoft?
Or Infogrames. Or
no, yeah. They're Infogrames.
Isn't Infogrames part of Ubisoft?
No.
It's not?
No.
Well, they're all fucking French bastards, so who cares?
Wow. Anyway, they're delisted from the NASDAQ.
Did they mention why? Just poor performance over...
Poor performance and no cash on hand.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's not totally unexpected, right?
Not so much. Not so much.
All right, so... this next one. We both watched... I had seen this before, but I made you watch the video review for Condemned 2. Now, as many of you know by now, a lot of the original editors have left GameSpot after the Gerstmann Gate, basically where Jeff Gerstmann was supposedly fired for giving a negative review to Kane and Lynch when I think it was Ubisoft, wasn't it? Ubisoft that released Kane and Lynch?
Sure.
If not, we're going to blame them anyway. Or Activision, whatever the fuck it was. The publisher of Kane and Lynch had purchased a bunch of advertising on the site. In fact, the whole site was Kane and Lynched out. And on the featured review was Kane and Lynch, and they gave it like a 6 or a 6.5, something like that. Something pretty low. And if the publisher of Kane and Lynch wasn't pissed, somebody was pissed someplace. And that guy ended up getting canned. And he was there like 10 years. He was a veteran of GameSpot, one of the most respected reviewers. I really enjoyed both his written and video reviews. And in fact, I had always relied on GameSpot for all my video reviews.
Has he found a new employer?
He is now teamed up with another ex-editor. Like all of the editors ended up leaving from GameSpot. Now they have like a bunch of noobs. and well, not maybe not noob to video game reviews, but noob to GameSpot. And they have giantbomb.com. Have you been there? It's a blog site right now, giantbomb.com. And he's teamed up with Ryan Davis, I think is Ryan Davis. The website says something like Exploding Summer of 2008 or something like that. But right now, he still does reviews and stuff. It's just on his own blog site right now. But anyway, the point is, the video reviews have just gone to absolute crap on this site. I saw the review for Condemned 2, and I'm like, oh, cool. And at first I thought, wow, this is going to be a pretty cool review because it was Kevin Van Noord, I think. Was that the guy? Do you remember Kevin Van Noord? Was that the reviewer?
I don't know.
Fuck it.
But he's the same guy that reviewed Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core. Yeah. And
which was actually a decent review, sort of.
No, it wasn't. The first half of the review was just watching the cinematics.
Yeah, that's true. But this was the Condemned 2 one was way... I was like in awe of how bad and what a poor excuse for a video review it was. Usually, the old time GameSpot with Jeff Gerstmann was still there. The video review pretty much mimicked the written review very closely.
Yeah, and it would talk about different features of the gameplay. Exactly. And demonstrate some of them in video.
Right. And it
would say, you know, this is what they improved. These are the graphics were nice. The sound was nice. You know, a little bit about the game.
Right.
This
Actually,
review,
a lot about the game.
This review
started out like, I was like, wow, they're going to set the mood. The reviewer ended up dressing up like one of the bums with a pig face from Condemned 2. And then the lights went down, and it turned all red, and he had like a really deep horror-like voice.
And it looked like it was going to become a really awesome review.
And I was like, wow, this guy's really getting into this review. He's playing the character from the game and stuff. Then he started talking about how the different ways you can kill in the game, like using a wrench and putting him in a drill press and, you know, all this different – or pneumatic press, whatever it was. And all these different ways of killing and this way of killing and this way of killing and this other way of killing. And this other way of killing, and this other way of killing, and this other way, for like 2.5 minutes.
And then the review is over.
And then he says, so basically, if you liked, you know, horror games, you'll like Condemned 2. And that was it. He talked about all the different ways to kill in Condemned 2 for like 2.5 to 3 minutes.
But nothing about the actual...
Nothing about the game, nothing about... I told you more about in my fucking 7 levels that I played at the beginning of this podcast, way more than he told you about anything in the video review. And there's no score at the end anymore. I'm going to kill this cat. Hold on a second. I hate that cat.
Fuck GameStop. Wait, no. Fuck
GameSpot. Well, GameStop too, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
For selling me a used game for $55. Well, actually trying to, because I won't buy it for $55.
Will you buy it for $50?
I would buy it for $50 if I could still use my 10%.
So you'd buy it for $45.
Yeah. Well, right now I could buy it for $50. Because, you know, if 10% off $55 is $550. So I'm really getting it for $49.50. Still too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck GameSpot. They're just, I mean, that was just the worst video review. It wasn't even a video review. It was just a guy showing
it
you all the different ways.
It was a teaser for the kill.
Yeah, it just showed you all the kills. Game. It was ridiculous. The audacity of GameSpot for even saying this is a review at all. Just say, look, it's a video highlights of kills or something like that. It was just retarded. No review at the end, just a couple of blurbs about the gameplay, and that was it.
So terrible. Fortress 2 is getting some summer updates. They're going to have unlockable weapons like Battlefield 2 had, new weapons in addition to the weapons that are already there, and a new game mode called Gold Rush, which consists of one team with a minecart full of explosives trying to push it towards the other team's building.
So like one man capture the flag, but on rails?
Something like that. The more people that are close to it, the farther it gets. One team has to shut them down, one team has to blow it up.
Is this going to come out for both the 360 and PC and
yes,
PS3?
And I believe it's free.
Hmm. Could be interesting, I guess.
It might not be free on the 360 if Microsoft has their way. They said for sure it'll be free on the PC, but Microsoft doesn't want us to give it
free
on the 360.
What about PlayStation 3?
I didn't think they said anything about that. But who gives a shit about the PlayStation 3?
Yeah, apparently the performance is bad on Half-Life 2. I don't know if they fixed that yet.
Well, they fixed all the problems that I had with Team Fortress 2 on 360.
Dude, you know what I want? Vegas 2.
I would like to rent that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be my next rental. Is a
Well, you Vegas help me 2. With some programming homework this Saturday, and we'll play through.
Why would I help you with programming?
So you'll have somebody to play.
I have plenty of other people I could play with. What Screw do I need you? You what do I need you for? So I can do your programming homework?
Yeah.
What are you doing, C++?
Yeah.
Object-oriented programming, huh?
Yeah. No. This is an object-oriented class, so we don't start until the 8th week.
Oh.
This class is retarded. Anyway.
Huh.
It's more grunt work.
I remember the last time you asked me a question, I was like, oh, cool. And I downloaded... They didn't have a compiler on my machine. I like downloaded it and made the program work for no reason.
And it was fun, right?
Well, yeah. Okay, so what's your point?
And I learned something, and you learned something.
Well, I didn't really learn. I learned how to install that compiler.
You learned a valuable life lesson.
Yeah. Don't listen to you when you're asking for programming advice.
Yeah, because I'll just figure it out on my own while talking it out to you. And then.
Yeah, by the time, you know, it didn't take you that long. Well, I was like, I gave you some tips, and then after a while, I'm like, you know what? What compiler are you using? And then I went and grabbed the compilers, started coding it, and they're like, I already figured it out. Fuck you. I just figured it out too, but I had to install the compiler and all this other stuff. So anyway, I don't know. All right, I think that's it for this week.
We don't have an idiot of the week. Who's that guy that was reviewing that video review?
Kevin Van Ord.
Yeah, that guy. Screw him. He's an idiot.
I'm sure it's that GameSpot that's a collective idiot.
Yeah. I'm really hoping to hear a little bit more from this giantbomb.com.
Well, you haven't heard anything because you haven't been there. So if you go there, you'll hear a little bit more.
But you said it wasn't opening until summer.
No, it said exploding this summer.
What does that mean?
I think they're going to expand on the Giant
Bomb
concept.
To carry our podcast.
Maybe.
Send us some free games.
You know, if we paid everybody $1 to listen to the podcast, we could probably get a lot of listeners.
Yeah, we won't be doing
it. It was a joke. All right, man. I think that'll do it for this week. We'll see you next week.